You can scream and shout with all your might.
Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan, look for a safe space.
Dig in your heels and hold on tight.
You can shove your opinions up your ass, that way the Trump and Vero's cock has something to keep it company. Don't forget the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility. You are wrong, and I am right. Oh yeah, and you can go fuck yourself. All right, digging through the notes here.
Do I want to do this? I could do this.
Oh, hi, this is Stating the Obvious Podcast, Weapons Platform, which I launched Christmas, and I collect all that other good shit. What? Maybe I will whine about that in this episode. Fuck, there's so much. Oh, there's so much. Hi! I'm the Great One himself, founder of Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. We are here at the recording studios in the control room, lovely and adorable Randy. Today is, what is today? 16th of May, the year of our Lord, the Trump and Fuhrer, 2017. Having a martini, second one of the day. Yes, yes, it is 11:15 hours. That's 11:15 a.m. for you civilians on the second martini, because I can do this shit. This is breakfast. Yes, it is. All right. Where am I going to pick up? It's all about me. Let's talk about me for a minute. Oh, yeah, you can send me email. God, dog spelled backwards. God, CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. Okay. Talking about left-wing statism and social justice warrior, virtue signaling, all this other shit. I had the misfortune to be in a place where I had to listen to this guy talking. He is a something, a CEO or an owner or something at a corporation. And in his speech, he was talking about ethics, because we have to talk about ethics. Because, as I've explained to you people multiple times over, when you don't have something, you can't shut up about it. Because you have to convince people you have this. That's why you have to talk about it all the time, right? I care about the children so much. I care about children. I care so much about children, right? And the reason you're saying that is because you don't give a flying fuck about children, right? Just like the everybody, just anyone, throw them out. It doesn't matter. If you care about homosexuals, you care about children, you care about animals, you care about Jesus, whatever the fuck it is people claim they care about, they don't care about it. That's why they have to tell you they care about it, right? I don't have to tell you I'm an asshole. I don't have to tell you I'm a bastard. I don't have to tell you about how much I believe in natural selection, because it's all really fucking obvious, okay? And so this idiot, he's giving this speech, and he's talking about how their core values at this company are so important. Because, of course, we've reached this point in our society where people don't have any fucking values of their own. And we've actually reached this point where people need the corporation they work for to tell them what their quote-unquote values are, because they're not smart enough to know this on their own, right? In that sense, they're kind of like Christians. What have I said about Christians? And that's just, it's Craig pick on Christians. But all religions, like Christians, are people who are so stupid that they didn't know killing other people was bad until God wrote that on a rock for them. Right, the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill. Christians couldn't figure that out on their own until God told them. That's how fucking dumb they are, right? And we've reached this point where even the atheists are so fucking stupid, they don't know what's right or wrong unless the corporation they work for tells them. When you need a corporation to tell you what your quote-unquote core values are supposed to be, that's an indicator that you are inferior and your DNA needs to be removed from the gene pool. So in the course of this moron giving his speech about how virtuous his company is, yeah, Ark, my, it's all about how his corporation is just flowing with the virtue and how ethical they are and how caring they are. And I'm just like trying not to vomit because I'm only there for the free food. Yes, God. And he says, when they're evaluating their employees, when they are giving their employees their evaluations of their job performance, one of the questions they ask about the employee during the evaluation is, and I quote, "How are you living our core values?" Unquote. They come to the employee. Now, of course, we know this Colorado. This company is based here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins. What do you think that company's core values are? Global warming, environmentalism, LGBTKKK, left-wing statist, liberal democrat, atheist, feminist, hating heterosexual white men who work for a living. How are you, the employee, living our, the company's, core values? That is an actual part of this company's employee evaluation. How is the employee living the company's core values? Guess what? He admitted, if the employee isn't living the company's core values, they get fired. Whew. It's nice to hear them being honest about it, at least. Here in the People's Republic, the Colorado State University just wrapped up last week. They had their finals. Graduations are impending this week and all this other stuff. And thus, today is Tuesday. Thus, this past weekend was the first weekend after finals. And it's the weekend that all the parents are in town. And it's always an amusing weekend because you see all these college students walking around with their parents. And the parents have this sort of, oh my God, it's so wonderful here, look on their faces, because, you know, they have to convince themselves that the college they're paying for is worth it and all this other shit. But the best part is the parties. So I live in college student central. Like, I'm surrounded, the area I live in, I'm surrounded by college students and rental properties filled with college students. And there's this little field out there that's outside the window where all the college students hang out. There's actually, that describes about 20% of Fort Collins is a field where college students hang out and get drunk and have parties. Ooh, speaking of college students, I have the window open and, ooh, dude, she's pumping up her bike tire. Oh, dude, I got something you can pump, honey. And, she's not bad. Of course, she's at a distance. Anyway, all women look attractive from a distance. Oh, I got to remember to tell that story. Hold on. No. Women. When I always say women shouldn't have jobs, I know you think I'm saying that just because I hate women and I'm misogynist. No, there's a reason. And we'll talk about that. There's a reason why women shouldn't be in the workplace. Anyway, back to the parents. So the parents are all in town for graduation and all this other shit. And there's the field out there where the college kids have their parties. And they have their parties, and they're out there, and they got their kegs of beer, and they do this big slip and slide. They get a giant sheet of plastic, and they lay it out across the field, and they put water, and they slide down it. And the women are all dressed in either bikinis or just dressed slutty, which is kind of weird that the bikini, which actually does show more skin than the typical slutty outfit, is actually classier than the slutty outfit. I can't really explain offhand why that is. It just is. But, you know, and they're out there and they're loud and they're playing their fucking rap music with, I fuck a bitches in the ass and I shoot my cum in their face. Not that I'm opposed to fucking her in the ass and shooting cum in her face. I'm just saying that's the kind of music they play. It's really loud. They're drunk. They're falling down. They're doing the beer bongs. They got this thing they do where they take this long plastic, I don't know, like giant plastic tube, cup, whatever, they put the beer in it, and you have to hold it, and you look down, and you spin around in circles, and the goal is to see how many times you can spin around in a circle, and then after you've spun, like, say, seven circles, you stop, and you have to drink the whole thing. And so, like, you win by spinning the most times and then drinking all the beer. They're playing their beer pong, and they're loud and obnoxious, and again, like I said, I don't hold this against them, because 90% of these, 10%, they're going to go forth, they're going to make six figures, they're going to be happy, they're going to be successful. The other 90%, they're going to work at Starbucks for the rest of their life. They're going to have a fucking college diploma. I've told you guys all the stories, all the people in college diplomas, working as a shoe sales chick, working as bartenders, working as baristas, working as waitresses. I mean, the girls I know with their theater degrees, because I'm a theater, I know theater people, the girls I know with their theater diplomas who are still to this day, I mean, these are chicks who are over 30 years old. They're still, I'm a waitress. They're still waitresses. Right? So 90% of these kids, they're going to leave college and they're going to work at Starbucks for the rest of their fucking life. This is the last time in their life they're ever going to be happy. And so it does, you know, I don't go out there, yeah, kids, get off my lawn and shit. It's fine. They're never going to be happy again after this. Their student loans are going to kick in. They're going to be working at Starbucks. They're not going to ever again be happy. So there's a point to this. There really is. Hang on. So the parents are in town. So this past Friday and Saturday, those were the parties for the parents. And it's hilarious to watch. So they're out there in the same field where all of this stuff I just described happens. And the music is turned down low and they're playing like old person. I know all these songs. It's old person music. You got like the Eagles, Elton John. Oh, what's that one song? Oh, Dreamweaver, which I haven't heard in ages. So they're playing all this music their parents like. And the parents are sitting out there in their lawn chairs. And the parents have these vacant smiles on their faces. They look so bemused. It's like this, oh, I'm so happy, but I don't really know what's going on, and I wonder if all this is really worth it because I paid a lot of money, and gosh, I hope my daughter's diploma in ethnic studies and interpersonal communications actually gets her a job because I really don't want her to move back in with me, but I have to stand here and act like I love her. It just these looks of confusion and befuddlement are on their faces. It's hilarious. And the girls, remember the girls in the bikinis or either the slutty outfits who are falling over drunk? These very same girls, they're all dressed in these nice dresses and they have tasteful makeup applied. And I'm just like, oh my God, this show that you're putting on for your parents is hilarious, because this coming weekend, those same girls will be in that same field and they will be so fucking drunk and they will be screaming, "Woo! I'm so drunk!" and they'll be, you know, sucking three or four cocks, and the whole act that happens in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, the weekend after finals and before graduation, when the parents are here, you could hand out some fucking Academy Awards. There's just, the parents are acting, the fucking kids are acting, everybody is acting. It is hilarious. If you ever want to visit the People's Republic of Fort Collins and you want to be entertained along the way, I highly recommend find out when CSU final weeks is and when graduation is. Come the weekend between. And also, like, they all go downtown because that's where all the students take their parents. The restaurants are booming and all this other. Just go sit downtown and just watch as the parents and the son walk by, and just the looks on the parents' faces as they're going, God damn, we paid $150,000 for this. Oh my God. You know, and the kids are acting and the parents are acting. Everybody's acting. It's fucking hilarious. All right. Martini. Hold on, I gotta keep notes as I'm going so I can do my fucking show notes half-ass accurately. I was in the vicinity of another conversation. We're getting desperate. By we, I mean the statist in our society who... All right, I've talked about this before. Statism needs, in addition to needing stupid people who need the government... Statism, to thrive and survive, needs an enemy. Now, for a long time, not geologically speaking a long time, but in the span of human life, for a longish time, we had what could be considered a legitimate enemy in the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union was expansionist. The Soviet Union, yeah, Ronald Reagan wasn't right about a lot of things, but when he called them the evil empire, he was right. The Soviet Union was a legitimate threat to freedom on the planet Earth. Then the Soviet Union went away. There was no legitimate threat to freedom on the planet Earth other than, of course, the government of the United States, which is an imperialistic government. The United States is an empire. The United States, under Hussein Obama, much like Julia, under Hussein Obama, had a child. The United States, under Hussein Obama, bombed 7 countries in 6 years and murdered numerous Muslims with missiles launched from flying robots. But that's okay, because Obama was half black. And if you oppose Obama murdering Muslims, well, you're a racist. The United States, the government, the federal government, the state, needs an external threat to terrify the citizens into compliance. When the Soviet Union went away, there was a vacuum to be filled. And so that vacuum was very nicely filled by the evils of the Muslim terrorist, which is because the individual Muslims, like, for example, the individual Muslims in Sweden raping women, see, those Muslims are okay. And of course, again, this fits in because, as I've explained to you in a podcast entitled Why the Government Wants Women to Be Raped, governments want women to be raped. Because when women get raped, you create victims. Victims need the government. And if you don't need the government doesn't need you. So those Muslims raping women are perfectly okay. That's why left-wing statists in the United States are so anxious to import some Muslims who will rape some women here, because they recognize the value of women being raped and being victims and all this other shit. The threat that was created by the government was, of course, Islamic terrorism. And the idea that Islamic terrorism is this great threat to freedom, as I've discussed extensively, is just nonsensical. Yes, they flew some airplanes into some buildings. Yes, they killed 3,000 people. Those people were all New Yorkers. Most New Yorkers are garbage. You know, that's the Anna Kasparian quote, right? I'm better than you. You're all garbage. It's, of course, racist when I say it, but it's enlightened when she says it because she has a hole between her legs. Most of those people are better off dead. Other than that, Islamic terrorism hasn't really done that much in the United States. And as for anything happening in other countries, well, that's in other countries. And the sooner the federal government of the United States would let go of what happens in other countries, the better off we'd all be. But that's never going to happen. So anyhow, the United States government, the federal government, needs an external threat in order to keep the stupid people in line, right? If there wasn't this imagined threat of terrorism, would you, and the scary thing is you probably still would. But it's this imaginary threat of Islamic terrorism that helps to get the stupid people to stand there and just watch as some TSA agent touches their 8-year-old child's cock. It's this imaginary threat of Islamic terrorism that gets the stupid people to sit here and go, well, it's okay if the government reads my email because they're doing it for my own good. I was in the vicinity and I chose not to participate because there's no point, because you can't, you know, I mean, again, I've learned, Tom Likas, might need to talk, I got a clip, yeah, yada, yada, yada. I want to do some clips of Tom Likas. I finally listened to some of his show. He's hilarious. He's brilliant. Tom Likas made this great statement, which I think, and it sums up what I've said over the years too. He said, and I'm trying to remember the word, I wrote it down somewhere. He said, I don't argue when I'm not here, here meaning doing his radio show, and I don't argue with women because they're not equipped for it. It's fucking, I'm like, yes, and that's exactly how I don't argue. Again, I know you guys think, oh my God, you're, no, I'm not like this when I'm not doing the podcast. I don't argue with people in real life. And I don't argue with people in real life because, as statist, they're not equipped for it. They don't have the ability to think. I am not going to waste my finite life engaging in an argument or even a discussion or even an exchange of worldviews with somebody who's so fucking dumb that they think that without the government, there'd be no roads. So I'm overhearing this discussion of an old person who reads things on the internet and therefore knows everything, and some other dumbasses who voted for Hillary Clinton. Apparently, because I'm not up on these things, apparently North Korea is the new enemy. They're having this, do you really think, they're asking this old person who reads things on the internet, therefore knows everything, do you really think North Korea is going to nuke the United States? And he's going on about how, yeah, see, North Korea, they actually have the ability to launch nuclear missiles at the United States. And they're just hiding, and I'm just like, Jesus fucking Christ. Are you people really this fucking stupid and this fucking much losers? First of all, let's say worst case scenario, North Korea can nuke the United States of America. What are they going to nuke? They're going to nuke the big cities like New York and Los Angeles. Bravo! Do you need any help locating New York and Los Angeles on a map? Because I can help you with that. That would be the best thing that could ever fucking happen. But in reality, no. North Korea is not going to nuke the United States of America. But apparently, this is the fear now. This is the latest manifestation of things that left-wing statists lay awake at night worrying about. Here, I thought the biggest concern they had was Donald Trump was going to make concentration camps for all the Democrats, which would also be another of my fantasies. I fucking jack off thinking about Donald Trump putting liberals in concentration camps. Right? That, no, that's not going to happen, unfortunately. And no, North Korea is not going to nuke the United States of America. But you people, you can't exist without having something to be terrified of, without having something that you need the government to protect you from. Why women shouldn't have jobs. Okay, now I mentioned this chick in passing some odd podcast ago, and I told you I would let you know what happens. Now I'm letting you know what happened. So I'm out. I meet this chick. We're out. I'm like, we'll go get a beer. All right, so we ain't got a beer. We finish the beer, and I'm like, all right, we're parting ways. I said, you know, this is good. You want to do this again sometime? And she said, I'm paraphrasing, but this is fairly close. She says, yeah, there's a lot of beers here for me to still try. You have my phone number. Text me some. We'll go out again. All right, good. We go our separate ways. Time goes by because I'm doing other shit. So I hit her up and I'm like, all right, you want to go out again? Totally fucking ignore. Well, no, the first one I'm like, hey, I was going to, she responds to that. Then I'm like, okay, you want to go out again? So we've established like she's getting the message, right? When you want to go out again? Go get some more beer. Blah, blah, blah. Nothing. No responses. So when she said unto me, yes, let us, you and I, come forth again in the future and drinketh more beer. When she said that to me, she was lying. Now here's the thing, girls. If you're going to, okay, because there's no if, you're going to lie. This is a fact. When you lie to a man, and I've actually already explained this, I'll explain it again. Here's the question to you girls, and I'm going to answer the question because I know the answer. When you lie to a man, why do you lie and say, yes, send me a text. Yeah, you have my number. Text me and we will come back and we will drink more beer. That was a lie. Why did you not instead, because you're going to lie, you're a woman, when your mouth moves, you're going to be lying. This isn't misogyny. Again, this is not misogyny. This is life experience. Okay? This is a real, she's a real woman. She's not a tranny. She wasn't gender, okay, I didn't actually see the vagina to verify this. But I'm pretty sure she wasn't a tranny. She wasn't gender fluid. She wasn't a fucking Martian. None of this, this was a actual female. This was a female of the human species, and she lied, which is what all of you do. This is why when a woman moves her mouth, I don't believe anything that comes out. When you lie to a man, instead of lying and saying, yes, I will, I don't even want to say date, instead of saying, yes, I will spend time with you again in the future. Why don't you lie in the opposite direction? Because you're not going to spend time with the man again in the future. I know that, you know that, he knows that, the other women over there know that, the people in North Korea know that, the fucking Martians know that, everybody fucking knows you're lying. So why don't you lie the other way and say, I have a boyfriend, I have a fiance, I have a bolya, I'm a lesbian, anything, I'm leaving town tomorrow and I'm never coming back. Why do you say yes when you actually mean no? The answer. I know the answer. It's a rhetorical fucking question that I just asked. Here's the answer. And yes, this is building up to why women shouldn't have jobs. And in Ancapidice, they will not. Except for the very rare exceptions. I know, I can hear you. I know this one woman. Good for you. You know one woman. Oh, bravo. You know one woman. Yes, I know. Suck my fucking ballsack. Okay? I know one woman also. I'm not talking about her. I'm talking about the 99%. This is going to segue into why women shouldn't have jobs. Okay. Where did I leave off? Trying to remember. Okay, why do you say yes when you mean no? Here's the reason. Women are all about the feels. Remember, the primary purpose of a woman is her own survival. This is not evil. This is just biology. Women are biologically programmed. Their number one thing is their own survival. And this, I know there's no difference between men and women. It's a social construct and evolution isn't real and all this shit. This is the difference between men and women. Men, our genetic programming, we are designed to ensure the survival of the species. This is why you see men dying to protect women, to protect children, to protect other men, right? This is why you see a man will throw himself on a grenade to save other men. Once again, the challenge still is out there. After all, there's all this shit on Facebook and people were attacking me on Facebook. This was some time ago, post anyway. Blah, blah. I said unto them, I said, look, show me, because this one stupid fucking cunt said, women aren't like that. Women would die to protect their children. And I said, great, show me one example of a woman giving her life to protect children, women, or a man. Show me one example of a woman dying to protect, to save the lives of other humans, be it her own children, other women. I don't give a fuck. No one yet has been able to show me an example of a woman sacrificing her life for other humans. And you can't, because it doesn't happen. A woman's biological imperative is to keep herself alive no matter what. And she will sacrifice her children. She will sacrifice other women. She'll sacrifice men. They do that every day. A woman will sacrifice anything. A woman will slit her own mother's throat and then slit her child's throat in order to save her own life. And I am not saying that because I hate women. I'm saying that because it's true. Men, biologically programmed to keep the species alive. This is why men die to protect other people. Women, biologically programmed to keep themselves alive. This is why you will never see a woman die to save another person's life. Now, because the woman is biologically programmed to exist in a state where everything is about her, one of the things she needs to do in order to keep herself alive is to fit into and be accepted by the society around her. Right? A woman cannot be, this is why you got a woman, she's in a tribe, the tribe is invaded by another tribe, let's say she's in a tribe called France, and another tribe called Germany invades France. This is why the women in France will start having sex with the invaders. They need to fit in with whichever tribe is the most powerful. The woman, because she has to survive, will always attempt to fit in with everyone around her. That means getting along with them. This is why women are nice to everybody to their face, but snippy behind their back, because they have to create this illusion that they're getting along. Thus, the female is not directly confrontational. The man, of course, gives a shit about the survival of the species. That's why men are more likely to be directly confrontational, because we are biologically driven to preserve the species and fuck everything else. Not like have sex with everything else. I mean, not caring about everything else. So the woman's prime directive is to survive. To do that, she has to fit into the environment around her. To do that, she has to not alienate anyone around her. Thus, when you say to the woman, do you want to come back here sometime in the future with me? The woman, instead of saying no, either directly or indirectly, as in, you know, she could say it indirectly. I have the boyfriend, I have the husband, I'm engaged, I'm dying of Ebola, I'm leaving town next week, my parrot is having an existentialist crisis, whatever. She does not want to alienate anyone around her because she wants to fit in, because she wants to always have the option of being able to use and manipulate everyone around her for her own advantage. So instead of saying no, she says yes. Because she thinks that saying yes, when she means no, will keep her options open for the manipulation of the person she's talking to, in this case, me. But also you, because if you're a man and you're listening to this, now, a woman at some point has told you yes when she actually meant no, unless, of course, you've actually never talked to a woman in your entire life, which would be fairly difficult, I would think, because if nothing else, you had a mother. And yes, even your mother fits into all of this. So women say what they think the people around them want to hear, because the woman wants to continue to fit into the society so she can reap the benefits of being in that society, and she can manipulate that society to her advantage. Now you say unto me, great one, what does it have to do with a woman at work? Why shouldn't women have jobs? Here we go. Given all of this, when you go to the woman that you work with and you say unto her, hey, Sarah, I got this project going and I need this shit. And here's what I need from you. I need you to get me a report of X, Y, and Z, and I need that by Friday. Can you do that? Now, those of you in workplaces where you work with women, you already know where this is going because you've experienced this. And Sarah says unto you, yes, I can have that report by Friday. No problem. And you walk away because you're done, you know, the first time. You walk away dumb and stupid, and you think, ah, Sarah's going to have that report for me on Friday. Oh, to be young and stupid. Of course she is. Now, you see, Sarah said she would have the report for you on Friday, not because she's going to have the report for you on Friday. She said she'd have the report on Friday because she's a woman and lying comes naturally to her. She said that because that's what you wanted to hear. And she wants to be able to manipulate you for her advantage, and thus she says what she thinks you want to hear. Friday comes and you're going to go to Sarah. You're going to say, Sarah, where's that report? And she's going to say, oh, it's not done yet. And anything you say from that point forward will be evidence of your misogyny, and human resources will put some kind of piece of paper in your file about what a misogynistic bastard you are. Now, if you're working with men and you go to Bob and you say, Bob, I need this report by Friday, Bob's going to say, well, you're not going to have it by Friday. You say, no, Bob, I really need the report by Friday. Bob's going to say, look, to get that report, I got to get all these people. They're not going to do shit. You know, on Thursday, I got to go to this mandatory diversity training, so my entire Thursday is shot. Like, there's no fucking way I can get it for you by Friday. Because you see, Bob, as a man, Bob has these things. They're called balls. He's got this nutsack. And in the nutsack, he has two testicles. The testicles, they're hanging there. They're big. He's got this cock. You know, he's fucked some girls. He's a man. Bob is not going to bullshit you. Bob is telling you how the fuck it is. Bob is a fucking believer, number one, in reality. Number two, Bob sees the bigger picture. See, men die to protect other people because we see the bigger picture of the human species. the woman does not die for other people. The woman fantasizes about being raped by alpha males so she can make an alpha child who will provide for her in her old age, because the woman only understands her survival. The woman does, this is not misogyny, guys, this is biology. The women only care about themselves. If you think I am wrong about this, I can only conclude that you don't actually know any women. Okay? I'm just fucking sick. I'm fired. No. I have this thing called life experience, you little fucking cocksucking motherfuckers. I am telling you, this is, I don't give a fuck how politically incorrect. It's racist and sexist and homophobic. Fine. It's also true. The woman in the workplace only gives a shit about herself, and she will lie. She will tell you whatever you want to hear in order, in her brain, she thinks she's preserving herself. She thinks she is fitting into society. She thinks she's fitting into the workplace so that she can continue to access the benefits of the workplace. And the sad part is, once again, with all the laws, you can't fire people because they have vaginas. It just becomes worse and worse and worse. Bob will tell you. Bob gets the big picture. Bob sees the big picture. Bob will tell you, look, I'm not being an asshole. I'm just telling you, I can't get that report for you by Friday. It's not going to happen. Bob will help you come up with a contingency plan. Bob will fucking jump on a grenade for you. Bob will do what he can do. Bob might make some shit up. Bob, you know, Bob will, because Bob sees the big fucking picture. But Sarah, she has no fucking clue. All she knows is, oh my God, I have a vagina and I should get free birth control. That's all Sarah fucking knows. And Sarah will tell you what you want to hear so that she can continue to use you when it's to her advantage. Alright, I did that. What else do I got? Are you living on? Let's see, I did that. Cleaning house here. God, I got so much stuff. I really do. How much? Randy, what do we got on time? Can you tell time, honey? Do you need any help? I'm just fucking with you. Shut up. What's this? Makes love. Oh, there's that. Oh my God. All right, so I'm talking to this person. He's talking about how his wife has no college diploma, and his wife has a GED. She didn't graduate from high school. And she works for all these corporations. I'm like, yeah, she always gets jobs with all these corporations that go out of business. She's never had a job for like more than 5 years. Because every company she works for goes out of business or gets bought. And I'm like, well, there's the thing. Anyhow, but he's going around, he's going, yeah, and because my wife doesn't have a college diploma, she supervises men who make more money than she does. And this is because she's a woman. She's being discriminated against. Okay, let me explain to you, as soon as I make a note. This is 426. All right. Your wife, who doesn't have a college diploma, does not supervise men who make more money than she does because of discrimination. Your wife supervises men who make more money than she does for two reasons. Reason number one. Once upon a time, companies, businesses, corporations could give people a test to determine if the people were competent. But of course, that was deemed racist, so they had to stop doing that. So now the companies rely on the college diploma as this sort of pseudo-competency thing. The companies have invested all of this time and effort and facade, that's the word I'm looking for, facade, they've created this big facade that the college diploma is actually of value, that the college diploma somehow or another differentiates a person of value from a person of non-value. Additionally, the people who run these corporations, well, they have college diplomas. Now, let's say that I am the hiring authority and I have a PhD in dick fuckery and a minor in international communications. Now, if you show up and you say, well, I don't have a college diploma, I didn't even graduate from high school, I have a GED, but I've had these other jobs and here's what I've done in the past, and I'm fairly competent, and we look at you and we say, this woman is pretty competent, but she doesn't have a college diploma. I, with my PhD in dick fuckery, if I say unto you, okay, you don't have a college diploma, but you have actual real world experience and you've actually done things, and so I'm going to give you this huge amount of money, what I am saying is that my own college diploma isn't worth that much money. See, this whole thing, I've explained, if you've listened to this podcast a long time, you've heard all this before. Sorry to be boring you with repeating myself, but I have new listeners. People who have PhDs cannot hire and reward with large salaries people who don't have higher education. Because to do so is to admit that higher education is not important, is to admit that your diploma isn't worth that much. So as long as this woman who has a GED and no college keeps trying to get jobs working for people with college educations, no, she's not going to make that much money. They can never give her that much money because to do so is an admission that the college diploma isn't actually that important. And if the college diploma is not that important, then this person who's wasted 10, 12, 14, 16 years and $100, $150, $200,000 getting a college diploma would now have to face the fact that that time and that money was in fact wasted. The second reason why the men, because I'm assuming there's no women working for her, so this must be some kind of discrimination or something, the men working for her make more money than her, is because here's a hard, cold fact of reality. She's sort of a middle management type person, okay? Middle management was created for people who can't do anything of value. The reason the people working for her make more money than her, at least in part, is because they're the ones creating the actual value. Now, this is going to hurt a lot of feelings, and I can say this having been a manager of other people. For the most part, managing other people, if that's all you're doing, is you're specifically to manage other people, you are not creating value. The people you manage are creating value. And because they are creating value, well, they should make more money than you. You're not doing anything. You're telling them, hey guys, you should show up to work on time each day. Holy shit, really? If they need you to tell them that, they should be fired and replaced by somebody who's not stupid. Management people, the entire middle management concept in corporate America, it is there specifically for the people who are too incompetent to be in charge at the top, and they're too incompetent to be at the bottom actually doing the things that matter. Middle management people should be the lowest paid people in any corporation because you're contributing the least. And again, I can say this because I have been in a middle management job. I talked, if you go way back in your, when I worked at CSU, I talked about it. I had to be there 40 hours a week. I could do my job in about 15 hours a week, and my job was basically doing some paperwork to make sure I was happy, you know, just making sure SOPs were enforced and okay. You know, if my employees had problems they couldn't solve on their own, they'd bring it to me and I would go get it. Like when they, or if they needed some, like, hey, we need a new whatever, a thingamajobber, I would, okay, great. I'd go find a thingamajobber and I'd put in a purchase request and I'd order the thingamajobber. And if somebody in another department like jumped on their shit, you know, they'd be like, hey man, this guy jumped. I like, I got it. You know, I'd go to the other department and say, what the fuck are you doing, man? You have a problem with my people. You don't fucking yell at them. You come talk to me. You do not, like, you can yell at me all day long. You don't fucking yell at my employees. And they'd get pissed. I don't give a fuck. You don't yell at my employees. And that was it. That was my job, was basically to run interference for them, purchase things for them, order things for them, do paperwork for them when their payroll got fucked up, to fix their payroll for them. I was essentially, to almost to an extent, I worked for them. They didn't, I just, there were standards. I made sure the standards were enforced, but I worked for them. They created the value. They did the actual work that kept the organization functional. And while I was very happy to make more money than they did, I'm not going to lie about it, I created less value than they did for the most part. And so if you're going to be a middle management puke with a GED and no college education, you have to accept that, number one, you're going to make less money than people with college diplomas, and you create less value than the people who work for you. So just fucking deal with it and stop your goddamn whining. It's not because you have a fucking hole between your legs. It's because you're fucking worthless.